Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going. Hello and a warm welcome to all our listeners. You're tuned into Dissertation in 90 Days, the podcast that's here to guide you through the twists and turns of your doctoral journey. I'm your host, Dr. J, and today we're diving into a topic that's crucial, yet often overlooked, the significance of personal well-being during doctoral studies. Before we delve in, I'd like to give a quick shout out to Writers ER. They're the wonderful folks supporting doctoral students, providing that extra bit of help when the academic road gets a bit bumpy. Now let's talk about you, the PhD learner. You're juggling research, writing, and probably a million other responsibilities. It's like keeping plates spinning, right? But here's the thing, while you're focused on those plates, who's focusing on you? Your well-being is the fuel that keeps those plates spinning. Without it, even the brightest ideas can't take flight. In the next couple of minutes, we're going to unpack why taking care of yourself isn't just good for you, but it's essential for your academic success too. So whether you're on your morning jog, commuting, or just taking a breather, stay tuned. This could be the game changer you didn't know you needed. Let's set the stage with a little story. Imagine you're on a tightrope high above the ground. You're trying to balance, right? You lean a bit to the left, then a bit to the right, constantly adjusting. Life, especially during your doctoral journey, is a lot like that tightrope walk. It's all about finding that sweet spot of balance. Now, we all know that pursuing a PhD is no walk in the park. It's challenging, demanding, and sometimes feels like a never-ending marathon. There are deadlines, research puzzles, and the pressure to publish. It's easy to get so caught up in all that, you forget the tightrope you're walking on. But remember, losing your balance doesn't just mean stumbling in your academic work. It can mean stumbling in life, and we don't want that. So, as we talk about personal well-being, think of it as your balancing pole. It's what keeps you steady on that tightrope. All right, let's dive into the core of the matter. Personal well-being during your doctoral studies. Now, what does that mean exactly? It's more than just staying physically healthy. It's about your mental and emotional health too. It's the whole package. Feeling good, staying motivated, and being mentally sharp. Imagine your well-being as a battery. Every day, different things can drain it. But here's the catch. You need to keep it charged to power through your PhD journey. So, what are those things that tend to drain your battery? First up, time management. It's a huge one. You have a mountain of research to do, plus maybe a job, family, or other commitments. It's like juggling with too many balls in the air. Then there's the pressure. The pressure to perform, to publish, to meet the expectations of your supervisors and peers. It can weigh heavy on your shoulders. Let's not forget isolation. Doctoral studies can be lonely. You're often in your own head, wrestling with complex ideas. It's easy to feel disconnected from the world around you. All these stressors, if not managed, can chip away at your well-being. They can leave you feeling drained, frustrated, or even burned out. That's why understanding and nurturing your personal well-being isn't just important, it's essential. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask first before helping others. Remember, your PhD journey isn't just about academic success, it's about thriving as a whole person. So let's make sure that battery stays charged and you stay balanced on that tightrope. Now, let's talk practical tips for maintaining your mental well-being. This stuff matters. And it's simpler than you might think. First, mindfulness. It's like giving your brain a little break. Take a few moments each day to just be present. Maybe it's feeling the sun on your face, enjoying a cup of coffee, or just taking a deep breath. It's about being in the now, not the next deadline. Then there's meditation. Think of it as a mini vacation for your mind. Just a few minutes a day can reduce stress and boost your focus. There are tons of apps and resources out there. Give it a try. And don't forget about seeking support. Talk to someone. It could be a therapist, a coach, or even a trusted friend. Sharing what's on your mind isn't a sign of weakness. It's a step towards resilience. Let's not overlook the power of building a support system. Surround yourself with people who get it. Your peers, mentors, or even family members. They can be your cheerleaders, sounding boards, and sometimes your reality check. Remember, you're not in this alone. So let's keep that mental well-being battery charged. With mindfulness, meditation, support, and a solid crew, you're not just surviving your PhD journey, you're thriving. All right, let's shift gears to physical well-being. It's not just about looking good, it's about feeling good, staying energized, and keeping your brain sharp. First up, exercise. It's not just about hitting the gym, it's any form of movement that gets your heart pumping, a brisk walk, a quick yoga session, or even dancing in your living room. It all counts. Try scheduling your workouts like you would a meeting. Block off time in your calendar. Make it non-negotiable. Nutrition comes next. Eating right can be a game changer. I'm talking fruits, veggies, whole grains, and all that good stuff. Keep healthy snacks on hand. Nuts, fruit, or yogurt can be great for those busy days. It's like fueling your body with premium gas. Don't forget sleep. It's when your body and brain recharge. Aim for 7-8 hours a night. I know it sounds like a dream during your PhD, right? But even small changes can help. Try winding down before bed, cutting back on caffeine, or setting a consistent sleep schedule. Remember, your physical health is a pillar of your overall well-being. With regular exercise, balanced nutrition, and quality sleep, you're not just taking care of your body, you're empowering your PhD journey. Let's get into balancing academic responsibilities with personal life. It's a bit like being a circus performer juggling multiple balls in the air. The cornerstone? Time management. Picture it as your daily roadmap. It all starts with setting clear priorities. Look at your to-do list and ask, what's absolutely essential today? Not all tasks are created equal. It's about identifying those that truly move the needle. Then there's the Eisenhower box, a brilliant little tool. It helps you sort tasks into four boxes: urgent and important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither. This way, you're not just busy, you're effective. Setting boundaries is another game changer. It's okay to say no to things that drain your time and energy. Block off chunks of time for focused work, but also ensure you carve out moments for yourself and loved ones. Remember, you're not a machine, you're a human being. And let's not forget the power of flexibility. Some days, academic work will take the front seat. Other days, personal life will. And that's perfectly fine. Striving for a daily perfect balance can be unrealistic. Instead, aim for a balance that feels right for you over the long haul. Lastly, take a moment each week to reflect. How's the balance working? What needs tweaking? It's about continuously adjusting to find that sweet spot. By mastering prioritization, using smart tools like the Eisenhower box, setting boundaries, and embracing flexibility, you can navigate your PhD journey with grace, ensuring you don't lose yourself along the way. As we're closing this chapter, let's take a moment to reflect. Imagine your doctoral journey as a vast wilderness you're about to explore. You wouldn't venture into unknown territory without a compass or a map, would you? Similarly, embarking on this academic adventure without nurturing your well-being is like navigating an uncharted forest without any guidance. It's risky and, frankly, unwise. Well-being isn't just a nice to have, it's your anchor, your North Star. Without it, even the brightest minds can lose their way. So, take a moment and ask yourself, am I taking care of my well-being? If the answer is unclear, it's time to pause and recalibrate. Think about it this way. Your PhD is a significant part of your life, but it's just that a part. There's a whole world outside those academic walls, a world where you laugh, love, and live. Balancing that world with your academic pursuits isn't just beneficial, it's necessary. Now, let me leave you with a little something to ponder on. Imagine if you treated your well-being like a crucial project or an important thesis chapter. How would that change your approach? What small steps would you start taking today? I encourage you, as we part ways today, to make a commitment to yourself. Choose one thing this week, just one, that will boost your well-being. It could be as simple as a 10-minute walk, preparing a healthy meal, or even reaching out for support when you need it. Let this commitment be a testament to the fact that you're not just an academic, you're a multifaceted individual with needs that go beyond the library and the lab. Nurture those needs. you'll find that success isn't just about accolades or degrees. It's about how enriched and balanced your journey is. Remember, in the grand tapestry of life, your well-being weaves the strongest threads. Without it, the entire fabric risks unraveling. So take care, not just of your studies, but of yourself, your mind, your body, and your spirit. They're the irreplaceable tools with which you're crafting not just a dissertation, but a life worth living. All right, folks, as we're winding down, here's a thought. Your journey, your strategies, your stories, they matter, and we want to hear them. So how about you share? Tell us, what are you doing to maintain your well-being while navigating your PhD? Let's create a community, a space where we learn from each other. And remember, you're not alone in this. Writers ER is here to support you every step of the way. They've got resources, guidance, and some real wisdom to share. Need a starting point? Check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson. He did it, not once, but twice in just 6 months. If you're curious, head over to writersER.com/playbook and get your hands on it. As we say goodbye, I want to thank you. Thank you for tuning in, for being part of this conversation. It's your journey, your hard work, your dedication that inspires episodes like this. And hey, don't be a stranger. Join us for the next episode. We'll be diving into more topics, more strategies, and of course, more ways to make your PhD journey a successful and balanced one. So until next time, take care of yourself. Keep those spirits high, and let's make this journey one to remember. Goodbye for now.